In their first Thursday home game of the season, the North Bay Battalion lost to the Sarnia Sting 3-1 in front of a crowd of 2,419 at Memorial Gardens. Tonight was also a special, pink in the rink, night with a total of $12,775.55 being raised from multiple sources, including special pink warm-up jerseys worn by the players, and auctioned off. All proceeds are being donated in support of Run for the Cure, in support of awareness and funding for breast cancer research. The battalion put up a good fight but ultimately couldn't overcome two power play goals against, or the outstanding play of Sarnia's netminder Nick Serzisha, who turned away 37 of the 38 shots on net. The troops and Sting went back and forth vying for chances early, with tough physical play on both sides. But physical play can often lead to penalties, though, as at the 5:47 Wyatt Kennedy took a hooking penalty while pressuring an attacker at neutral ice. Sarnia would be quick to take advantage of being up a man. Just over 30 seconds into the power play, Alessandro Di Liorio would send a point shot into the pads of battalion goaltender Charlie LaRocque, with Beckham Edwards grabbing and flipping in the rebound to get the Sting up early 1-0. The Sting would carry the majority of the play all period, save for when Hugston Hurt was charged with holding. The momentum wouldn't shift for long, though, as Shamar Moses would get stuck with a high-sticking charge 25 seconds later, sending the game to some 4-on-4 action. Shortly after, 4-on-4 was repeated as Turley and former battalion forward Carter Kostick took offsetting penalties, also without much more than a few rushes by either side. The second would start off much the same as the first had for the troops, limiting the bulk of Sarnia chances to the rush, and a solid forecheck for the home team led to multiple high-danger opportunities for the home team. When we got to the second period, to the last 40 minutes, we had a lot of good looks, a lot of good grit, battalion head coach Ryan Olayan noted on their physical play. For greater context, there was multiple minute-plus holds from the battalion. Aggressive stick and body checks forcing turnovers in the Sting end and quality shots on goal, kept out only by a strong net front presence and the stalwart play of Sarnia goaltender Nick Serzisha. The only thing stronger than the battalion forecheck in this bout, though, was the Sarnia power play. With 6:08 left in the frame, Ethan Procizin would go to the box, and after a quick pass from Alessandro Di Liorio, Mitch Young would wire his first goal of the season through a screen to put the away team up 2-0. The final frame launched with shot after shot from the troops, keeping up the pressure. Continuing a fluid attack on the power play they were put on due to an infraction from Jack Bowden. With just 4 seconds left on the advantage, battalion defenseman Kent Greer sends one into the back of the net to cut the lead in half, score now 2-1. When asked about Greer's play, coach Olayan talked highly of the intangibles both him and fellow 16-year-old Ryder Carey bring to the team. "The last 10 minutes, just try to get them out there as much as possible because they just have that knack," said Olayan. The mood in the arena would quickly swing back and forth, as a double minor then delay of game would put the troops in a shortened 5-3. Andrew LeBlanc shorthanded got an outstanding chance on net but was tripped up, negating a prime tying goal. Though the battalion had a few good looks on the man advantage, and later on in 6-on-5 play after pulling the goalie, the game would be sealed 3-1 after Dalen Moses slid in the empty net goal. Final shots on goal would be 38-26 in favor of North Bay. The battalion now fall to a 5-4-0-0 record, while the Sting improved to 4-2-1-2. North Bay next play Friday, October 18th in Brantford against the Bulldogs.